This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thermography, or thermal imaging, can detect abnormal internal body temperatures, allowing it to highlight areas of inflammation and poor blood circulation. It is the most effective, non-invasive way of detecting deep vein thrombosis, otherwise known as blood clots. Biologist Felipe Reitz in Brazil has his own line of thermographic imaging equipment and began diagnosing his vaccinated patients who were injected with the COVID shots. What he found was extensive blood clotting throughout the entire vascular system in asymptomatic people who received the shot. This image was taken of a 23-year-old athlete. The dark lines are blood clots. This 23-year-old got the shot, but has no symptoms. Felipe Reitz also conducted live blood analysis, and like we've been hearing from several other researchers, Reitz is reporting the presence of foreign structures taking shape in the blood of the vaccinated, and has shown how the blood cells clump together as a result of getting the shot. Last week, Dr. Richard Fleming posted a video of what happens when the genetic vaccines are added directly to human blood. After adding the Janssen vaccine to a healthy blood sample, the blood can be seen under magnification as it begins to clump and cluster together in real time. In studies performed by Natural News, it was concluded that these so-called blood clots are almost entirely lacking key marker elements that would be present in human blood, yet show significantly higher concentrations of elements that are used in electronics and circuitry. Meanwhile, the CEO of Moderna, the company that price gouged their customers by 500% for the deadly shot, was given a 50% raise after cashing in $400 million of stock. The longer we go without justice, the more acceptable this becomes. Moderna is now investing in the future of their clot shots.
This is a piece of string, a strand. Doesn't seem like much, unless it's a strand of mRNA, the code of life inside every cell of your body. Then it has the power to change everything. mRNA has already changed how we fight viruses. It has created medicines at unprecedented speed. mRNA could change how we stand up to multiple diseases. From the widespread to the extremely rare. It could even individualize how we approach cancer. One strand of mRNA could change life for the better. Everywhere. And the company that's getting us there, Moderna, this changes everything.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
If you don't watch it, you're going to end up like Jason Adderley's boy. Deal me out this hand, Jason. I'm about to bust. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought this was the bathroom. Oh, good Lord!
Scanning. Control. Manipulate scientific data. Take over. Blast. Control. World government. Shut down infrastructure. Ship everything to China. Just look at this person.
From From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only get Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour from katedalyradio.com, The Kate Daly Show. How are you today? All right. I have a great guest for you. I cannot wait for you to hear some of the details of Hunter's laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop, or really we should just say the Biden's laptop, because it truly is the story of the Bidens, how they operate, mafia-like relationships, and what is really going down with this laptop. I've invited Garrett Ziegler to come on with me. He's worked in the White House as a senior policy analyst, Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, and then, of course, advisor staff to President Trump. Welcome, Garrett. How are you?
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So glad that you're here. MarcoPoloUSA.org is the website. You can go read all about it, as they say in the papers, read all about it. Let's talk about, first of all, you are a part of a case this week. Do you want to talk about this just a little bit, if you can, with Hunter Biden?
Yes. So I was approached by the counsel for the mother of Hunter's child because I have information about his shell companies and where they're hiding assets. So I sent them, back in January, a copy of this dossier. 644 pages. It basically, like you said, goes into the Biden family. The only reason why we care about Hunter is because who his daddy is. And so on Monday, Hunter was forced to appear in Arkansas for the first time in over 3 years of litigation. And so what he's trying to do is reduce his child support payments. And again, this is the, according to the U.S. president, the smartest man the U.S. president knows. And according to the U.S. president, an honorable man who he's proud of, and he's trying to reduce the payments to a four-year-old girl that he has not publicly acknowledged.
Oh, it just makes me sick. You know what, though? It doesn't surprise me. Kind of understanding more and more about their family. It's you know what? It's par for the course with these guys.
There is no shame that we can find, and we have been trying to find that shame, but it's buried pretty deep. So we're going to keep picking at it like a 19th century, gold rush person in California. So I've done all I can do. And again, I had no expectation of being involved in this case, but I sent a copy to the lawyers and they realized that I have a particular niche set of knowledge. Right now, Hunter's attorneys are trying to get me disqualified because I don't have a CPA, some other ridiculous excuse. And they actually were handed a copy of this dossier in court. It was submitted into the record. So they have no excuse, and they can read about their client's activities.
Wow. You have a copy of the hard drive, which is kind of rare. There were three computers brought in, Hunter Biden. And my first question to you, we've talked before, was, well, why would Hunter Biden just use a regular old shop knowing that he has sensitive information on his computer? Why would he go into such a place, drop it off, knowing it could be found out? And it, not only one, but three computers that had water damage or such. Tell us why. Why do you think that happened? Doesn't he have a club he can go to?
Well, it's a good question, and the only answer I have is I don't know who first popularized it, but cocaine is a hell of a drug. And when you're that protected from the legal consequences of your actions, mixed in with the potency of crack cocaine, it causes people to do inexplicable things. And remember, the shop owner did not look through his content until after 90 days, after it legally became the shop owner's. So this left-wing narrative about, oh, this is a snooper, this is a guy who violated Hunter's privacy, it's complete and utter nonsense. And like you said, I have a copy of it. The original is probably at the bottom of a river, but it was in the custody of the FBI as of December 9th, 2019. So this went through the proper chain of command. He was a Boy Scout about it. He gave it to the feds. They didn't do anything. And then everybody else got this, but they focused on, in my opinion, salacious or incomplete things. And so that's why the report was done. It's a historical document in that we don't promise to cover everything surrounding this story. We only focused on the crimes. And so that, because that's what we think is relevant to the American people. If somebody's listening to, you know, today and hasn't heard of me before or heard of the Biden laptop before, well, if they need to read anything, they have to go, or they should go online and read our dossier, because it affects them. I think the U.S. president is compromised by foreign interests and foreign powers.
I call it treason, and I don't know why they are so reluctant to pass that word around, but it's absolute treason. We have laws against the things that were done that are showcased in this by their own admission. And so you might want to talk about the thing where the laws that they've broken.
Yes. So months of my life in 2022 were spent looking up in the U.S. code the exact number of the law. So this dossier is broken up into three sections: business-related crimes, sex-related crimes, and drug-related crimes. And the business-related crimes is the longest section. We think it's the most important. So off the top of my head, 22 U.S.C. 612 is the FARA statute. Hunter violated that as a rule, not as an exception. That was his business model. Foreign oligarchs hired him to be their agent within D.C., and he tried to influence governmental action to benefit that foreign oligarch. In Romania, for example, he was hired to lobby the sitting U.S. ambassador to Romania, Hans Klim, on behalf of a Romanian real estate tycoon named Gabriel Popoviciu, surrounding a corrupt commercial real estate development that Popoviciu had been involved in downtown Bucharest called Banasia. And so what this report does is it goes into piercing detail about what we call the five W's and one H: who, what, when, where, how, why, and then how. So we lay it out as if a U.S. attorney is writing an indictment, basically, and we don't include anything that we don't have two pieces of concrete evidence for, because we don't want the Bidens to be able to claim plausible deniability, which is like their favorite phrase on earth. Because if they can claim plausible deniability, that means Joe is just far enough removed. So these emails are gold in that they're very direct. There's very few alternate explanations for some of these. And so we go through by country. China, here, let me just read the table of contents for your viewers. Business-related crimes: China, the Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Romania, Mexico, Serbia, Libya. And then we have unreported income and gifts, backdating financial documents, and then a case in the SDNY called United States versus Galanis, wherein Hunter and to a greater extent his business partners stole over $60 million in junk bonds from the poorest Native American tribe in the country, the Oglala Sioux, who live in South Dakota in the Pine Ridge Reservation.
It's extraordinary the amount of crimes, the amount of laws broken in this. And
yeah, at the very least.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the number is 459 violations of state and federal laws and regulations by Hunter and his associates. So sometimes it's not a federal law. Maybe it's a federal reg. Sometimes it's not a federal reg. It's a state statute. And we have Hunter in most of those. We don't have the exact breakdown, but the Biden family and their associates have committed literally hundreds of crimes. And don't take our word for it. In fact, we've sent this to all of the left-wing outfits, including Matt Visor, the Kevin Morris and Hunter Biden bootlicker at the Washington Compost, who put out a piece today, and many other mainstream reporters. They will not touch this. We cannot even get one debunking article from them.
Wow. I mean, that and vaccine injury and death, those words just escape our media altogether. It is truly amazing to watch them sidestep Hunter Biden laptop and vaccine death. Insane.
Mm-hmm. It's he or what who shall not be named, you know. And so all I can do is, again, I want to say that I'm just the public face of Marco Polo. I benefit from the counsel and wisdom and resources of a team of private investigators, an attorney, an accountant, and digital forensics people. They don't want to be doxxed, which is what Abby Lowell, Hunter's attorney, is trying to do. They're trying to basically dox and get my colleagues fired. Yes, in those clips, you say that's the smartest man the U.S. president knows. Those are from the iPhone backup that were on his laptop that we got into.
We're going to come right back. More with Garrett Ziegler, and you won't want to miss this. We'll talk about...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you today. My guest, Garrett Ziegler, worked in the White House and staffed to President Trump, and also has a copy of the hard drive of Hunter Biden's laptop. You've been hearing a lot about this in the news since 2019. Kind of amazing, Garrett, that since 2019, the FBI and the intelligence agencies, I hate calling them that, but the intelligence agencies have suppressed the information from this laptop and provided cover for the Biden family. It's amazing.
It is. Sorry about that. I was fidgeting. I want to make sure my mic is clear. It is amazing, and we have not had this much primary source material on a sitting U.S. first family in American history. We've had, after their archives get opened, a lot of information on LBJ, JFK, FDR, but we have it while the dude is in office, and that part is completely unprecedented, which is why they're sending $900 an hour Abby Lowell to a Arkansas County courthouse and admitting him pro hac vitae because their family law attorney in Texarkana is apparently no match for me, which is hilarious.
I have no words. Tell me about the trafficking. There are accounts of trafficking women by Hunter Biden.
Good question. There are four confirmed cases, and what I mean by that is Hunter, via email notifications, receipts, text messages, moved women across state lines for the purposes of sex. It's a clear violation of the Mann Act, and, you know, some solicitations do not cross state lines, and so we're not going to accuse Hunter of anything he didn't do. That's why he hasn't sued us for defamation. We have no actual malice. He's a public figure, and everything we put out has withstood scrutiny because we just use the materials on the laptop. We mined the metadata from the photos, got his geolocation, matched that up with real-time email updates, and sure enough, for a concrete example, and this one was referenced in a complaint that Abby Lowell made about me, it's just because he's mad. Hunter moved three prostitutes of Hispanic origin from Boston to New York City via Amtrak in December of 2018. Now, beyond just the human tragedy of using another human for sexual pleasure with no interest in them whatsoever, Hunter was actually the vice chairman of Amtrak, nominated by George W. Bush. So Hunter Biden used the very method of transportation for sex trafficking that he was the vice chairman of. And that is, again, indisputable. Anybody can go online, for example. I just want to hammer home this point. Anybody can go online and look at pages. I'll give you the direct page. It is page 297 and 298 in our dossier. And, of course, the genitalia is redacted. But you can go in and look at the Amtrak receipts, look at the text messages, and then look at the – these were the women he shot pornos with. So our president's son had multiple threesomes. And he called himself an amateur porn star. He still has pornography profiles to this day. He will not delete them. I'm shocked that somebody at the Secret Service Cyber Division has not forced him to take these pornography profiles offline, but they're still online today.
You know, it's the ultimate protection. And why do we, the American people, stand for it? Why do we almost consent to this utter protection by the intelligence agencies? This sort of, you know, circle they put around these people, and they know they're untouchable, because we've talked about this before off of this program, that the feds won't do anything to him. The only way to get him for the crimes and treason crimes would be through the states. I mean, right? It would have to be.
Yes, and Joe can't pardon state-level offenses. It would take an attorney general with backbone, which is rare in the United States. The Republicans are weak men, and they're worried about being called, you know, a fascist, or I just don't even care anymore. I mean, CNN in their article about the court appearance on Monday said that I went on a misogynistic rant, even though, first of all, get this, Hunter is there to reduce child support payments to an adorable four-year-old little girl, and I'm the misogynist, even though I'm just, you know, a loyal husband. So I hate women, and yet I'm not trying to reduce the payments to women. He is.
Yeah. But
clown world.
The hypocrisy, the crazy of all of this. And the thing is there was so much sensitive information on this laptop that I mean, and I encourage people to go to your website. You have a nonprofit. This is a nonprofit you donate to. MarcoPoloUSA.org. MarcoPoloUSA.org. There was a picture that we just played, or a picture we just showed about, it was Biden practically molesting Hunter, which I'm sure they're both very good at, allegedly. And there were specifics about the fact that Biden would get a cut of whatever Hunter was bringing to the table as salary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, two prime examples in their own words. Number one, on January 3rd, 2019, Hunter complained to his daughter, Naomi, that he was forced to give his dad half of his salary for 30 years. So what does that mean? That means that Joe filed false tax returns. It's a federal felony. He submitted those faux tax returns to the U.S. Senate Publishing Office. So that's straight up money laundering. And because of the repeated nature of the offense, it's a RICO violation. What you have is the president's son admitting that his father ran a somewhat nonviolent RICO operation, and he was the head of it. So Hunter by nature is a degenerate artist type. Again, he himself called himself an amateur pornographer. So he prefers to do his doodles, but he was forced to be the bag man because his brother Bo was a good cop and Hunter was bad cop. Bo was the attorney general of Delaware. He actually gave a plea deal to a DuPont who had raped his own three-year-old daughter and gave him probation, didn't serve a day in jail. That was Bo Biden. I don't make a habit of denigrating the dead. I'm not even denigrating the dead. I'm simply saying this is what occurred. So Bo Biden has escaped all scrutiny because he had a tragic young death. Wouldn't wish that on anyone. However, his time in attorney general seat in Delaware was marred by this scandal. He gave, I mean, the DuPont guy raped his own three-year-old daughter. They gave him, like, I don't even think it was house arrest, let alone incarceration.
It's so grotesque, and yet there's so much showcasing crime, so much showcasing what this family's all about, the lack of utter character, just credence, criminals. And do we see anything happening as far as more action against them for the contents of this? Because the FBI's tried to suppress, I know we only have about 30 seconds, but they tried to suppress, even through the fraudulent election of inserting King Fraud a lot. Still suppressing, right?
Yeah. Yes, and I think it was a twofer. They were suppressing the existence of the laptop, which, again, is important because it implicates Joe. It's not a story about Hunter. That's right. Why our dossier is called the Biden laptop. And secondly, you know, Joey was campaigning from his basement. So it'd be one thing if Joey were just campaigning from his basement. But it's another that they had all of this incriminating evidence.
We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show with Garrett Ziegler. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hang out for this.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. So happy to be with you today. My guest is Garrett Ziegler. He actually worked staff to President Trump, advisor to President Trump. And how did you get the contents of this laptop, this much talked about laptop for 4 years? How did you come into that, Garrett?
I got it through Rudy Giuliani, who was the gentleman that the shop owner, after he realized the FBI was facilitating a cover-up, sent it to. In fact, the first person was Rudy Giuliani's attorney, Robert Costello. And then Rudy's, this wasn't Rudy himself because he doesn't really have the technical skill, but people made copies of the hard drive for right. Rudy, and they were giving copies out.
Wow. You've gone through the contents of this, the shocking things that shocked you, Garrett, that just you could not believe were stored in this laptop.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. My Bluetooth mic went out. I knew it was going to be bad.
No, that's okay. Just the shocking thing. That's okay. I can hear you. The shocking things in this laptop. Was there anything else you wanted to share with the American public about the more on the crimes, the things that you can actually they can actually be completely nailed for. And it's just, it's embarrassing for the FBI, I think, at this point, to keep covering this up because of the volume of information.
Yes. One thing that they have to understand is the crimes that we have proof that Hunter has committed, those very statutes Joe pushed for in the U.S. Senate. A couple concrete examples. Joe was the leading architect of mandatory minimums for cocaine offenses, but not just that. He made a distinction between powder cocaine and crack cocaine. And ironically, Hunter smoked crack cocaine, which is what blacks usually use. There's been a lot of left-wing takes on this. I don't agree with the left-wing take on it. I just agree with the hypocrisy of it, that Hunter used the exact same form of cocaine that Joey instituted a harsher mandatory minimum for. That would make a Greek tragedian just almost glee because there's so much material there. Secondly, Hunter and his lover, who was his brother's widow, were involved in a gun incident in October 2018, which was within 1,000 feet of a public high school. That federal law, which was pushed and established in the early 90s, was championed by Joe Biden, and of course nothing happened to them. So the very laws that they break, their own patriarch or head of a RICO operation, as I explained before the break, was the leading figure for instituting. So those historical connections are what our dossier provides. It has over 2,000 footnotes, and we cite the exact statute they violate. So we make a distinction between simple possession, or is, you know, Hunter dealing. We have a case of Hunter dealing in crack cocaine. So usually the left-wing narrative is, oh, this guy's just a poor addict. But no, he is moving this material, which has harsher penalties, and he's using tools of interstate commerce to facilitate this movement. So, again, if the laws that applied to non-princelings applied to princelings, i.e. Hunter, he would be in the pen for decades. I'm absolutely sure of that.
Right?
Absolutely. If I used iMessage to facilitate a cocaine deal with Kate, and she's in Utah and I'm in Illinois, U.S. attorneys will be chomping at the bit.
Yeah. Yeah. We have people sitting in prison for attending the Capitol, didn't even do anything, because I know that they didn't, and the officers were not injured. And and it's amazing to me that they can sit and rot, but Hunter can get away with anything he wants because of the cover of his father. And it's sickening. It's embarrassing for them. He's also lawyered up, and the lawyer's kind of an interesting pick.
Yes, so he has a stable of them, Abby Lowell, Brent Langdon, Chris Clark. For a while, he had Joshua Levy, and these are all probably north of $1,000 an hour. Not the Brent Langdon guy. He's probably $600. He's in Texarkana. But the point is this, Hunter is applying to get his child support reduced, and in that same case, he's using one of the most expensive attorneys on earth. That, again, is irony. So you'd think that if he were truly destitute, or he had, quote, a material significant change in income, that he would do a pro se, or he'd find somebody down the street in Batesville, Arkansas, to represent him. But no, Kevin Morris is paying, and I'm pretty sure they came on a private jet. I can't find any record of their travel plans with commercial. So you have the son of the U.S. president likely traveling via private jet with a $1,200 an hour attorney or so, might even be more than that, then pleading with the court to lower his child support. This is, again, total clown world. And the reason why I am grateful to be on the show and doing this is because I want the historical record to know. I want my grandsons to know that I knew what was going on. This is a circus. And it's important for future generations to know that we know what was going on, that we didn't sit, you know, stupid with our thumbs up our butts, not recognizing the irony in all of this. And the irony, again, I'll put one more concrete example for your viewers. President Biden's own administration released a report in December of 2021 talking about how the art industry was a prime candidate for money laundering and sanctions evasion. His own son is selling prints and other art to foreign buyers. In fact, Hunter's dealer, who's a portly, ugly man who loves China, George Burgess, he bragged about having a lot of buyers in China. So you have the president's administration releasing one report saying how this is prime candidate for money laundering. And then you have the president's son doing the exact activity that is described in the report.
It's beyond words. It really is. And the dealings with China. And finally, Biden comes out over in Ireland and says he's visited China more than any other, more than anyone, and wanted everybody to know it. But they've got a lot of unscrupulous business dealings, all pretty much centered in Delaware, going out to all these different countries. And it is treason. I mean, make no mistake, it's treason to do some of the things they're doing. And there's ample evidence, but the FBI is not the least. Yeah. Yeah. They're not the least bit embarrassed knowing the world knows this and they're just sitting there, sitting on it. The attorney, well, I don't expect Garland to ever do anything.
Yeah, I think that from a sociological perspective, obviously Joe and Hunter are implicated. We laid that out. But there are other people like the president's younger brother, Jimmy Biden, and then Jimmy's wife, Sarah Biden, is an attorney. She still has her bar license in Maryland, miraculously. She was at the ground floor of the FARA violations with CEFC, the Chinese state-linked, CCP-linked, meaning state-linked, CCP-linked oil company that went bankrupt. She was in, therefore, she's involved in money laundering. So you have the women, too, usually in these mafia-like situations, at least in American history, where they ran pizza parlors. The women were not aware of the details. They sort of sat at home and enjoyed the fruits of the mobster's labors. Whereas with the Bidens, some of the women are directly involved. It's sort of like the 21st century equity version of mobster behavior. It's sort of hilarious.
It just is like it's like mafia family, right? The protections that go on, the relationships.
That's the equity agenda. Maybe the equity agenda, and I'm being facetious now, but maybe the equity agenda that Joey B. talked about for so long was that the females in the Biden family would be involved in the grift and the criminality. Maybe that's what equity's about to the Bidens.
Yeah, don't give Hollywood any ideas. We'll have a new movie with women hitmen running an all-woman mob, and the movie will crash, but they'll keep going with it and make a sequel. Anyway,
very short add-on here. The reason why Kevin Morris, Hunter's sugar brother and benefactor, hates me so much is because we've exposed the laptop contents. Kevin Morris was actually going to make a documentary about Hunter Biden and about how he beat addiction. So we basically ruined his documentary.
More with Garrett when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show, last segment, and I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. Happy to be here on Alex's show. And I also, my guest is Garrett Ziegler, and he worked for Trump's staff, an advisor to Trump on this, has a copy of the hard drive. Like he said, the actual hard drive is probably at the bottom of a river somewhere. Who knows? Because they've done nothing but provide cover for the Biden family. And this really truly is about the Bidens. You were just talking about Kevin Morris, who's the attorney who is the guy behind the South Park deal, the guy behind making Matthew McConaughey's career. I mean, this guy's in the know, in the club. And Hunter Biden refers to him as his sugar brother. It's just gross. But you had something to say about this on the way out. Can you say that again? Okay.
Sorry about that. I would say the sugar brother moniker was given by the New York Post, but it's certainly accurate because no one's disputing it. What we have here is like you said, the cream of the degenerate crop in Hollywood funding the president's son's living expenses. And he's actually suing us for $60 million. InfoWars knows a thing or two about lawfare. Kevin Morris is suing me personally and our nonprofit, which again has like a couple grand in its checking account. It's worth nothing. In LA County, we're going to move to get it out of the local jurisdiction, but they're suing me for harassment, even though I've never spoken to the man. This is a guy who threatened my friend and my nonprofit, said we needed to pick out lube and a nice outfit for jail. You can go read this on the Daily Mail's website. But Kevin Morris, most importantly, apart from just his petty lawfare against us, which again, he's just trying to bankrupt us. That's all their goal is. There's no merit to any of these claims, no cause of action. Kevin is actually holding now. This story came out over the weekend in Breitbart. Wendell Hughesbo broke it. We received a document from a whistleblower with Inside BHR, and Kevin Morris is holding 10% of a CCP-backed investment fund
And what we know is that Hunter Biden gave this to Kevin Morris. So when Joey said that his family was going to divest from China when he became the president, what this really means is that Kevin Morris now has the shares.
Wow. You know, on the... In the Trump presidency...
Yeah, the narrative is that he's just this generous guy, right? That's the narrative, that Kevin Morris is just this pal who's donating millions. No. With this document from BHR, we know now that he's intimately involved. Joey will have, if not approved, at least been back briefed on what Hunter did with this 10%. This shell company called Skinny Atlas, named after a Finger Lake up in upstate New York where Hunter's mother was from. So Joey knows about this. So it's one thing if Hunter would have divested it to a stranger at an arm length, you know, in an arm length deal. But now that Kevin Morris holds that, I've told the Congress that they need to subpoena those records immediately.
And you've been meeting with certain individuals. I know for 3 years we heard nothing about Russiagate, and all of those little credents at the Senate and the House got on and said they had all of this evidence. They never had a stick of evidence. And no one seems to care about that. I would think that that people even on the lefty loony side would have said, wait a minute, we never saw any evidence. There's plenty of evidence here that they are continuously ignoring.
Yeah, we have joint venture agreements. Adam Schiff couldn't even produce one document. We have joint venture agreements showing Kevin Morris is the managing member, along with thousands of emails. I mentioned this yesterday, but our little nonprofit put together BidenLaptopEmails.com, where everybody can go download and view every email on Hunter Biden's laptop. This is a great open source intelligence tool and research tool. If you look at the news every single day, look at the people involved, Antony Blinken, just on any given day, the news is going to feature somebody who has correspondence on that laptop. And so it's a real-time tool for people to use. And, you know, it took us a couple months to do because we didn't have – there's really no tool out there, like a commercial off-the-shelf tool to make a searchable database of emails, because we want to control it. It's on our server. It can't be shut down. Hunter's friend, who's an executive at Microsoft, his name is Vinny Steropoli. He actually is probably involved in making our report deemed unsafe on Bing's browser. So if you go to BidenCrimes.info, it'll say unsafe. And so it just so happens that Hunter's friend's an executive there. But it's only on Microsoft's browser, not on Safari, not on Firefox, just Bing.
There's so much evidence. There's so much evidence that you had to have a searchable tool for terms. So you can go put in the term the term that you want, and all the emails will pop up that have that correlating evidence. And what is the website again, Garrett?
Yes, thank you. BidenLaptopEmails.com. So if anybody out there is a skeptic, and I use the phrase Amtrak on today's interview, or discussion rather, they can go search Amtrak. They'll get hundreds of hits. And you can see on, like, December 12, 2018 at 11:54, he moved Guadalupe Batista, Kiana Baher, and Andrea Gonzalez across state lines from the station in downtown Boston to Penn Station. And then they obviously had sex with him in downtown Manhattan. One of them filmed.
Of course. I mean, it gets to the point where it's like, how much more do we actually need at this point? But like you said, it's called Biden on there, not Hunter, Biden laptop emails, because this is about the Biden family. It's about the mafia-esque style family where you can learn many things about how this family interacts and also treasonous activities dealing with these other countries. And that's probably one of the most important things to come out of this. Is the actual evidence about that?
Yeah, you make a good point. You know, Hussein said that Libya was his greatest mistake during his presidency. And we actually have a 3-page subsection on Libya. Hunter was approached by a Saudi prince, Mohammed al-Rahbani, and they were trying to get tens of millions of dollars out of the Libya Investment Authority because it had been frozen after Gaddafi's death, a coup instituted by Hussein and Killary, and to a lesser extent, Joe. So Hunter was going to be deputized, or basically charged with the mission of getting these assets out of Libya. They were frozen. And we have correspondence proving that Hunter, before he took on this job, was to be guaranteed a success fee. And one of the pitches for Hunter was that his dad has the Libya file at the State Department. So, again, these are all verified through emails. Nothing I'm saying is conjecture. And it spans the globe. So Hussein, in my opinion, is the one actually running things. His dream of sitting in his boxers in his basement with a headset running the third term that he articulated to Stephen Colbert, that is coming to fruition. Joe is functionally a vegetable. He's wiped, put to bed by nine every single night. And Hussein is running things. A development that's interesting is what Susan Rice is doing on the outside. You know, she just left the White House, but Joe is hubristic and narcissistic, so all they need to do is put him in front of the camera and tell him where to sign. He's not reading any of this stuff. He works for 5 to 6 hours a day. And, you know, these aren't my words. You have liberal staffers leaking this stuff to the Washington Compost. And so we have somebody who's admittedly, I mean, he's not virile. We have sources within Delaware saying that Jill has maintained relationships with multiple Secret Service agents for years. And Joey accepts this arrangement so long as it doesn't become public because his equipment, quote, doesn't work anymore, end quote. So, and again, Politico just ran a piece the other day about how Jill was essential for Joe to decide on running for president again. I mean, so I think Jill is another puppet master of Joe along with Obama, where you can see. And here, getting back to the laptop, Kate, we have two messages from Hunter Biden in late 2018 showing that he knows his dad has dementia. He admits it in 2018. So it's now 4.5 years later. Because he said these things in late 2018, he probably has rapidly advancing Lewy body dementia. And you can see that in his gait. When Joe walks, his arms don't move like a normal person's. He's and then when he's done speaking, which is a great mental task for him, he forgets where he's supposed to go once he's on the stage. I mean, this is a guy who's not virile, not all there mentally, and who needs a lot of rest. And very little work time. This is not,
awkwardly vowed to run for president again. There are no words. Garrett, we're out of time, but I so appreciate you coming on. The two websites again, MarcoPoloUSA.org and BidenLaptopEmails.com. You need to go check these out. Garrett, thanks for spending some time on the Alex Jones Show today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I really appreciate it. Godspeed.
Absolutely. Great work. And
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.